Greetings, fellow travelers with Jesus Christ. Walking through the Gospel of Mark during the month of May in the year 2020, we have now come to episode 26 on May 26th, and we will be finishing up chapter 15 in Mark and going into chapter 16. Yesterday, we experienced the darkest day of our journey so far with the crucifixion, the brutal, humiliating crucifixion of our Lord and Savior, and then his death, noting that it was basically the women who had stayed and the rest of us had left. We'll pick up the story in chapter 15, verse 42. Then we'll go through chapter 16 and the first 8 verses. Beyond that, the scholars are not clear on where the ending of the Gospel of Mark is. There is a shorter ending of Mark that seems to be added in at some point. And then there is a bigger ending of chapter 16, which begins with verse 9 and goes all the way through verse 20, which we will reserve for tomorrow's journey. So today, we'll go to and through verse 8 of chapter 16 and then finish with what's known as the short ending of Mark. So I've got some lemonade and tea mixed together. The candle is burning. The monks are chanting. And we shall begin. When evening had come, and since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate wondered if he were already dead, and summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he had been dead for some time. When he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the body to Joseph. Then Joseph bought a linen cloth and, taking down the body, wrapped it in the linen cloth and laid it in a tomb that had been hewn out of the rock. He then rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus, saw where the body was laid. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early, on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man, dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. And all that had been commanded them, they told briefly to those around Peter. And afterward, Jesus himself sent out through them from east to west the sacred and imperishable proclamation of eternal salvation. Thus ends the text for the reading for today, including the shorter ending of Mark. As we read through this text again, this time I will leave off the shorter ending of Mark, and we will be poised to pick up right where verse 8 leaves off with verse 9 tomorrow. But for now, let's clear our mind and empty our heart. Let's let the words of the gospel rest easy on our hearts and give us hope and inspiration for what lies ahead. Again, chapter 15, verse 42. When evening had come, and since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. So here in the Gospel of Mark, we encounter Joseph of Arimathea, certainly is an example in the Gospels of one who was a leader among the Jews, even a respected member of the council, the Sanhedrin, who got involved with Jesus towards the end of his earthly life. Some wonder if the upper room wasn't the rooftop of Joseph's house, and certainly the tomb seems to be one that belonged to Joseph and he granted to the body of Jesus just for this purpose. He's also the one that took him from the cross and wrapped his body in linen. He was respected enough to be able to go to Pilate and ask for the body of Jesus. We pick up verse 44. Then Pilate wondered if he were already dead, and summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he had been dead for some time. When he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the body to Joseph. Then Joseph bought a linen cloth, and taking down the body, wrapped it in the linen cloth and laid it in a tomb that had been hewn out of the rock. He then rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where the body was laid. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they may go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were amazed. It's at that verse right there, the 8th verse of chapter 16, that the Gospel of Mark officially ends. That is, that's the last text we believe we have from the original. It would not be unusual at all for this early version of Mark to have been on papyrus that had been stored and lost, as many, many documents from that time we only have fragments or parts of. Some scholars believe this is the end of the Gospel of Mark. And the last verse is verse 8. "So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Indeed, they were on their way to Galilee to see Jesus, the risen Christ." But an argument in favor of this being the ending is that Mark wanted to write the earthly life of Jesus of Nazareth. And the life from here forward is of the Messiah, the risen Christ. And still tomorrow, we will have verses 9 through 20 in chapter 16. That will complete the text of the Gospel of Mark, and then we'll spend Wednesday evening in discussion, and we'll pick it up Thursday, summarizing the journey we've been on. But for now, Jesus is still speaking to us. He has words of wisdom for you right now today. Living word from the heart of Jesus. He says, "In a world of unrelenting changes, I am the one who never changes. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Find in me the stability for which you have yearned. I created a beautifully ordered world, one that reflects my perfection. Now, however, the world is under the bondage of sin and evil. Every person on the planet faces gaping jaws of uncertainty. The only antidote to this poisonous threat is drawing closer to me. In my presence, you can face uncertainty with perfect peace." Indeed, we are living in uncertain times, just as the empty tomb leads us to uncertainty, so life in this fallen world leads us to uncertainty. There is one remedy, a remedy that we always need more of, and it's the rock. That is Jesus. We will talk again tomorrow. Take Mark to the end, but until then, may God rain down with blessings on your life, and may you feel His presence in your heart all day long.